It is time for the weekly feed. Alison from BQ, she is in the studio right now, and I'm very excited to have her here. Alison, good morning.
Good morning.
Rightio. Now, I've prepared myself for this. I had to snack before this segment because I thought my stomach would just grumble the whole time if I don't.
It's like that for me. I think, oh, I always have to go and get something to eat afterwards, straight away afterwards.
Just a quick nibble on something because I'm very excited about this. So what have you got for us this week?
What we're going to talk about is vegetarian. Mm-hmm. So often I have been accused of being a very meat-centric reporter of food. But you know, that's what I like. Mm. But I do very much love though a very good vegetarian menu, like an all vegetarian menu.
Okay.
So when it's done well and done properly, it is actually something.
And you feel a little bit better about yourself when you eat all vegetarian.
You do.
Yeah.
And you know, like if you are feeling a bit poorly or a bit sort of not right with the world for whatever is ailing you. Mm-hmm. You're sometimes going and having sort of just a really big bowl of something with loads of vegetables.
Mm-hmm. It's so
just
good
sets
for
everything
you.
Right.
I also like the snob factor after it too. You can be like, oh, there was this great vegetarian restaurant I went to.
Well, we won't go into
that's just me.
Yes, the piousness factor. But but there is though something related to Vietnamese and particularly Vietnamese vegetarian and some other areas where it's related in some ways, if we're speaking of feeling good, it's related to the Buddhist tradition.
Oh.
So there's a lot of, I think it's on the 1st and the 15th of every month.
Okay.
A lot of Buddhists just eat vegetarian food.
Really? Okay. Well, it's the 2nd, but
so
we can just pretend.
We missed out on yesterday.
It's all right. You can catch up and do it today.
Well, that means it'll be less packed if you go today. So,
see, it's all about them. This is like Christmas on Boxing Day.
That's exactly right. So, you know, and I think that's why some places there is such a good culture of getting good vegetarian food in some of the Asian countries, so and particularly in Vietnam. So the place that I particularly am liking at the moment is a place called Han Phuc.
Okay.
And it used to be called the Naughty Chef. So I like to sort of think of it that they've gone from being naughty to nice by changing to
vegetarian.
They've
grown up.
All they serve is vegetarian food.
Okay.
And they have a really lovely simple menu, which is something else that I like. Like you don't have to go through pages and pages and pages of things to try and find.
And you've got to flip back to the other page and compare. And
the indecision, you know, it is hard. So they just do three sort of simple choices of what you might want to have. So either a soup, something with noodles or something with rice.
Oh, yum.
So really, really easy.
Yep.
So the soups are fantastic in terms of the amount of vegetables that you get in the soup. They're filled with mushrooms and root vegetables and just lots of greens like bok choy and bean sprouts and like you're digging through like finding more vegetables each time.
A little magic bowl of veggies.
Yeah, yeah. and there's a couple of different broths that you can get. So normally like in Vietnamese, most people would be familiar with pho, the beef style really slow cooked broth. But what they do there is a ginger based vegetable broth, which is really delicious.
Okay.
A hot and spicy lemongrass one, which is really fantastic as well.
Yum.
So and a you know, sort of a more sort of familiar laksa style.
Okay.
But I would go for more of the clearer broths. So I find them a little bit easier to really wolf down, you know, and to get that goodness factor.
Yeah.
You know, rather than the sort of sometimes the laksa can be a bit heavy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're looking for that, go for that. Then what they also do is fantastic noodle. It's like a noodle salad, called bun. And what they serve on top, though, is lemongrass tofu. And this is the factor that, like, if you're a real protein lover, this lemongrass tofu will turn you. Like, it is fantastic. It's like, and even if you've never had tofu before, this will turn you as well.
See, because I love Vietnamese noodle salads. I love bun. I've become hardcore obsessed with bun. But I always get char-grilled pork.
Yes, well, this could
so this could be the
you.
Thing for me.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is really lovely. The lemongrass tofu is really pillowy, soft tofu that's deep fried.
Oh.
So it's really – so when you sort of get the nice sort of hard exterior, but
crunch,
then you get the soft bite. So that's really fantastic.
And how lemongrassy is
it? It's not too over the top.
Okay.
So,
subtle.
And yeah, it is very subtle. And in fact, what they do for all of their dishes is – even if you don't want peanuts, they actually serve peanuts and chili to you separately as they serve you the meal as well. So they ask you at the time, do you want peanuts on top and do you want hot, you know, sliced chili? So you've got choice around kind of controlling what you want in your...
Delicious. Yeah, I like to think I can handle chili. I realistically can't.
I put, you know, like maybe two like little tiny slices.
Yeah, me too. But I think I can. I'm like, yes, I love chili. Yeah. Yes, give me all the chili. And then I sit there for the rest of the meal, barfing down like liquid to try and save myself from the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
No, okay, cool. So you've got the soups, the noodles, and then there was
rice.
Rice
dishes. So delicious. Which is they serve this really lovely fragrant curry rice, which is really something different. But with it is this garlic pumpkin dish. So it's really simple. It's
how just, Halloween.
I know. I'm on trend so much this week. The pumpkin's just steamed.
Okay.
Really. And delicious. It's mixed with a bit of garlic. And again, you get the peanut option to put on top. I recommend that. And then you get that served on the side with a plate of this beautiful curried fragrant rice and a whole more stack of veggies. So, you know, honestly, it's going to make you feel
this is the Friday good. Meal you go to when you know you're not going to have Friday dinner.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the one you go and you fill up on. Yes. Okay, yeah, so where is it located?
Okay, it's on Albion Street, which is sort of in the bottom of Surrey Hills, near Central Station.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty easy to get to. It's really centrally located. And it's really nice to sit inside. They're playing sort of this really light kind of music inside.
So is it a dine-in or takeaway?
Oh, it's eating. It's eating. And both. It's eating and takeaway. Yeah. So
if you had to choose between the rice, the noodles and the soup.
Yep. On a day like today,
yeah.
I reckon I'd be getting the soup
for
a bit of sweat replacement. But I'd have on the side is a beautiful iced Vietnamese tea and a coffee as well.
Okay.
So a big coffee, like a Vietnamese iced coffee
with like the sweetened condensed milk in it. Yes. Yeah,
and loads of ice. So that would be my picks for today.
My waistline will not thank you because I'm going to go and eat. But it's veggies. It's fine. It's
veggies.
It's so healthy. It's vegetables. Alison, we'll have to leave it there. But thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.